Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
What is up, everybody?
A lot, apparently. Yeah. There's a lot going on in the world of Destiny.
It's been a lot of news out there.
News.
E3 happened. Yeah. A lot of talk.
Definitely. Speaking of talk, Luke Smith's been doing some talking.
Yes.
And the community is not happy about
it. No.
Now, let's kind of set up the whole issue for everybody. We talked about it before the show. It's about the price points. Why don't we go over what that is?
Yeah, I mean, look, so at E3, there were interviews, and Luke Smith had to field a lot of those. And he got into it with, I believe, Eurogamer, who was really pressing on the price point of the Collector's Edition and the fact that it has.
Yeah, so here's the price point. $40, you get a Sparrow, a Shader, and a Year One Emblem.
Digital edition.
For digital edition, that's just the DLC. That's what, like, you and I
that's
would probably
how you, exactly.
buy.
You get Taken King,
but
you do get, you get a Sparrow, a Shader, and Emblem.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
$60 is like the Game of the Year edition where you get all the DLCs, the full game, and you get a Sparrow, Shader, and Year One Emblem.
Which they're calling VIP rewards. So you get both of those in the $40 and $60 set.
Yeah. Now, the $80 was like the Collector's Edition where you get a Strange Coin, a Steel Art Book, and a lot of other pamphlets and stuff. But the stuff people are really unhappy about is that that particular version gets three class emotes. Mm-hmm. We only have, you know, so many modes right now, but this is three new ones, three new shaders, and three exotic items with XP bonuses.
Exotic class items.
Yeah. Those are huge.
Which don't exist right now.
Yeah, and you can't get this stuff any other way. There's no other way to get this.
Right. Currently, as far as we know. So let's cover off on a couple things there, which is, okay, by the time you listen to this, they're going to be doing the weekly update very shortly. So I think...
Well, this is going to come out today. Weekly update's coming out Thursday.
Yeah. But just to put it in context, we're very close to the weekly update. Yeah. They have said we're going to address year one people, and we're going to give them something better.
Yeah.
Now,
we have some quotes from Deej here to go over. Yeah, he actually said, where is it? The real conversation here is, what are we doing to honor you, the players who have been bound to Destiny in this first year of action and adventure? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to answer in the Bungie Weekly Update. Please stay tuned. And then,
Drew's very glad they asked at this point.
Yeah, he said... they're going to get something better, and year one players won't get the same perks as people who buy a collector's edition, he told Forbes. They'll get something better. Tune into the weekly update for more. So that's coming Thursday.
So let's see what they have to say, but they have now said you'll get something better than three emotes.
Three exotic
class items.
Three shaders.
And the shaders. So, I hope that they deliver on that. However, let's just address the point, and this is the reason there's a sticking point. It's not that... They're allowed to offer something special in a collector's edition. It's like saying, I want the statue, but I don't want to have to buy the old game. Well, look, they can't please everybody. You know, and Deej was even touching on that. Like, and I do agree. They should be allowed to put stuff in there. However, Destiny is about collecting stuff, especially for players who have sunk 500, 1,000 or more hours. And so now you have held hostage things that I just cannot get. And in fact, even if I want it right now, it is basically sold out.
Yeah.
So you've put me in a position where, like, I do want that. I just don't want to buy the old stuff. So I don't know
why
they
couldn't. I've been loyal to the game. So you're trying to get more money out of me so that I can get these digital items?
That's
what it feels like. It feels like money grubbing.
It certainly does.
It 100% feels like money grubbing. And it's gross.
That they didn't do a good job of planning for this.
Yeah.
I really, truly, Bungie has never been the type of company to ignore its fans.
Yeah.
It definitely does what it wants, but it always listens. And so I think they just found themselves in a situation where they thought it would be something basic, like, oh, we'll add some emotes and shaders. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of shaders in the game. Like, what's the big deal in their minds?
Yeah.
And some class items. How many class items do you not use, by the way? However, as a collector, it feels held hostage because the only solution is you make me rebuy everything that I bought. So they really should have solved for that. And here's where I'm really wondering, like, why didn't they have the messaging ready? I'm wondering if they realized that they had to do this now because they weren't ready and prepared.
I don't know what Luke was thinking, but, like, he kind of goaded the interviewer into continuing on this topic, and then he dug himself a hole. He said, if I fired up a video right now and showed you the emotes, you would throw money at the screen. And the guy's like, I don't want to rebuy stuff I already bought.
Yeah, he missed.
That's not the point.
Right. Yeah, and Luke missed.
We know they're cool. I want to buy them. Please let me buy them from you, not for $80.
Yeah, Luke was basically backed into a corner after probably a bunch of interviews.
This is end of E3.
Yeah, we interviewed him, and he had to dodge bullets. The message was, we have more announcements coming this summer. And by the way, I've been doing interviews for a long time. Mm-hmm. I really don't like that interviews basically have gotten to the point where they expect you to ask them everything they've already announced to just regurgitate it.
Yeah.
And they just keep saying, well, we don't have anything else to share. So that he kept dodging our bullets.
Yeah.
But
it's so great to get non-answers from everybody during E3.
I know, right? But it was good to interview them. But the point is, he got back to this corner and he got frustrated. And that was definitely a mistake.
Yeah.
Because, again, he misunderstood the issue was that I do want the shaders. I'm not telling you that I don't want them. You're missing the point. I want them.
But I'm getting fleeced. I'm getting fleeced by Activision into this $80 bundle that I don't really want. I don't want the Strange Coin. I don't want the books. You know, maybe they do, but I don't. I want those items that you cannot get if you don't buy this edition of the game. At least that's the messaging that's been set forth thus far.
Yeah, and ultimately, again, the problem is that I want those, but you're forcing me to rebuy old content. If I didn't have to rebuy old content, I wouldn't be perceiving this as such a trap.
Yeah.
You know, so they have to fix that. Mm-hmm. Side note, by the way, I've apparently been saying right all the time. Right. I keep interjecting, so.
Yeah.
If you catch me, tweet at me because others have been.
You're burnt.
Anyway, so they need to solve this. We've got a couple days to hear what they're going to do. But Bungie really needs to get ahead of stuff like this. And honestly, I think that what I would say is it's okay to say, hey, you know what, guys? Like, we didn't think this would be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And apparently it is, so we're going to address it. Like, instead, they're being very defensive, and they have this timeline of announcements, and it is really agitating the situation. So we'll see what they announce. Yeah. But they've got a lot of work to do at this point.
And Luke, I don't know if you listen to the show, but man, you know better. You knew this was bad. Like, he must have finished the interview or whatever and been like, oh, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, screwed up. Maybe not.
In the press. He was part of the press before. So, I mean, look, again, I've been to a lot of E3s and this stuff happens. I don't think they went in thinking this would be as big a deal as it was. Mm-hmm. So let's hear what they have to announce. But it is a problem, no matter how you slice it, because don't make me, you know, I'm a collector, and don't punish me by making me buy old stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the fundamental issue here.
I mean, I was just going to get the digital edition personally, but $60 edition interests me 0%. And $80 edition, the extra stuff interests me, but not, I don't want to buy the full game and the three DLCs. I don't want all that stuff. I already have enough stuff. I mean, so I'm kind of in a weird situation all right, I'm not going to have the emotes, or I'm not going to be able to show our audience why those are cool.
And we don't even know what they are yet. But that's where more confusing.
Well,
part
apparently
of the
I would throw money at the screen if I saw them.
Yeah, that's where things fell off the rails, is him saying you definitely would want these things that you can only have if you rebuy old content. Like, that's not the right message.
Yeah. So it was a mistake.
It was. Mm-hmm. And the only way you're going to make it up to us is to give us something really awesome. And
something
honestly,
better.
Figure out how to let us have those emotes and stuff maybe at a later time or something. Like, I know that we had the exclusive ghosts, right, as part of the original launch package stuff. Like, nobody cares about ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, you can barely ever even see them. Mm-hmm. But emotes and stuff, which there are very
few. I wouldn't say
of.
Nobody cares about ghosts, but I know what you're saying.
You're right. Yeah, that's
people
a
people want ghost skins and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I actually do. I'm bored of the one that I have, and it's like they haven't offered more.
They have one with a red skin.
Right. But my point is, emotes are used all the time. the time.
Yes.
And there's hardly any of them. So to say, well,
or diversity.
Yeah, and to say, oh, well, they're going to get some exclusive ones, but you're not going to get anything. That becomes a big deal because there's so few to choose from.
It's like, wait, I put in 1,000 hours, and this dude who buys it for the first time is going to get more stuff than I have?
I'm getting really tired of pointing, and that one dance is just played out. So, so yeah, they've got to fix that.
How do you think the different point's going to look? Is it going to be like, ha-ha?
It might be that one, you know, that you really like the whole, it's going to be.
Maybe
like,
he does a move?
Maybe they do the YMCA.
Yeah, who knows? You
know? We'll see.
That's worth $80 right there. No,
yeah, exactly.
No, it's not. Moving on, we actually did get to play The Taken King a little bit, both you and I.
I'm going to take a mid-show interruption, which is to by the way, there are Fire Team Chat t-shirts now.
Yeah, is that a good time when we're talking about?
Yeah, in the middle of the show. What better? It's limited commercial interruption.
All right.
But no, go to ign-store.myshopify.com. If you want to get a t-shirt, there's more than just Fireteam Chat t-shirts, Beyond Unlocked, et cetera. So go check it out if you're interested. Destin's looking at me like, why
there's
would
gonna
I
be
talk
DLC.
About shirts?
There's going to be DLC for the shirts, and you can get the Game of the Year edition.
Exactly.
But only if you get the Game of the Year edition of the shirt. Just kidding.
That's right. But no, we actually relaunched our IGN merch store. I thought it was a cool opportunity to throw that out there. And actually, the reality is we get asked a lot about t-shirts. This isn't just us trying to sell t-shirts. And Des and I don't make money off those t-shirts, just so you know. So just to put that out there. But they're cool. Actually, I want one. I don't even have one yet.
If I see anybody repping a Fireteam Chat shirt, I'll have to give you a hug.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to hold
this show was like an experiment that was never supposed to succeed.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But
well, we never thought it would be this popular. So thank you everybody for watching and enjoying the show. But now we have a shirt.
That's just
crazy for me to think of.
Yeah, so I was pretty excited about it actually. Yeah. So if you want to check them out, there's a few colors. And send us suggestions if you want to see other shirt ideas in there and we'll pass them along.
Cool.
So now back to the show.
Yeah.
We played it.
We did. We played Rift, Mayhem, and we played a story mission actually. So I played as a Titan, you played as a Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me about your experience playing through it?
Oh, boy. Okay, so yeah.
You land on a new world. The Cabal are fleeing from an unknown enemy.
Exactly. We all watched the video documentary. You know, there was a lot of information and stuff at once. We basically did one of the new exclusive strikes, or was it the first story mission?
It was the first story mission.
Right, it was the first story mission, the beginning, really.
Yeah.
So you can look into what the Taken King is about, but Oryx, who's the son of the father of Crota, is coming back, and he's really upset with.
There's a cool intro cinematic that you can skip.
You know why they call Oryx the Taken King, by the way?
No,
because he's taking your money for that collector's edition. Sorry,
I think I've heard that one. Get
really?
Out. Get out.
I just made that up right now.
Oh, I forgot to mention a little note about that. 3,357 people voted not to play on Bungie Day this year unless this gets fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all like people are like
July 7th.
Mass fervor right now against like Bungie. Like they're mad.
Over emotes and shaders, but this is where it's all about.
I understand why they're mad and I feel for them. It's just like personally, I have to wait till Thursday. I'm like, there's no way Bungie's going to screw us over this bad. Anyway, back to the story
mission.
I don't
think it's their intention. So we came to E3. We played The Taken King.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. So we got access to the new subclasses. Okay, so I'm a Warlock, got access to the new Arc subclass. Yeah. And really what was interesting to me is that, okay, cool, I have these new powers. The first one's like, you know, Emperor Palpatine's Force Lightning. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you kind of hover around as you're using it. You have to hold the button.
You can also activate it in the air and it sends like a column down and it'll kill anybody below you.
Yes, when you activate it.
It's like you stay in the air, but it shoots lightning to the ground. And I did that in Mayhem later, which we'll talk about.
It's cool. It arcs between enemies. It feels cool. I mean, like any of the subclasses, you kind of got to get used to the new mixes. I will say it felt a little weak at first, but it's designed that way. It's more of it suppresses them for a bit and wears them down a bit, but it hits a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
But you have a chance to use it a lot, which is interesting. I'm always a big fan of grenades, actually, so I'm actually curious to see that we didn't get access to the other.
I did. So with a Warlock, you have the grenade that I use is like you throw it and it would blow up and it would have a big area of effect. So you throw it, nothing happens.
Yeah.
People run over to it and then it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting. It wasn't like proximity.
The second one is what you're
It was the second one.
I think it's pulse. It was like a pulse.
It was cool. It was cool. I got a lot of kills in multiplayer with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were allowing us to get access to that. It leveled up over the course of the show. You got to use it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm bummed. So anyway, new subclasses are pretty cool. I mean, I think we're all just happy to have a new subclass. New powers, mm-hmm. very exciting. And the game itself, I mean, it felt good. The enemies did feel different enough. I mean, they are kind of like, it's funny, it's like Metroid Prime Echoes.
Yes.
If you've ever played that, it's like these, you know, infected type creatures. And basically, Oryx has taken their souls and they've got these jitters. And so they feel like Cabal. And
they're like zombies in the world of Destiny.
Yeah. So they feel similar, but they also felt a little bit different. So it remains to be seen, you know, over time if they just feel like rehashed or not. But it felt good. And I will say one big thing that stood out to me is it looked good. I mean, we were playing on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But what I can say is it looks like they've done some really noticeable engine improvements. I've been actually trying to get a little more.
Yeah, you kept asking about that, and they're like, no, same engine. But it did look really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same engine, but it looked clearly to me they've made some improvements for this release.
I don't even know if it was the engine. I think it was just use of existing assets. Like, they spent a lot of time and care making this look really nice, like the fire effects and, like, the Cabal that are dying in the opening sequence. Yeah. And kind of crawling away, the animation, they nailed all that stuff. And we only saw like a brief snippet. So we went through this area. There was some narrative delivered from Zavala and Eris.
Yes.
And they have some great banter too. And it really kind of brings life to the scenario.
And Zavala is the guy that when you're flying into Valis to Arrak, right? Is
I believe so. Yeah.
We've stepped into a war with the Cabal, whether we wanted it or not.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I think he's awesome. His voice is awesome.
Was he the guy from The Wire?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. He was there, and they're like, do you want to interview him? I'm like, I didn't watch The Wire yet.
Was he really? That's awesome.
He was there, and they're like, oh, we're so excited. And I'm like, I haven't seen The Wire yet. I know I need to. I know I need to. Yeah.
But everyone was commenting on that banter, actually, is that you started to get a little more of the character in the world.
Yeah.
So things are definitely starting to come together. Mm-hmm. It was an abbreviated mission, so we didn't get to play the full
game. We got, like, a third of the way through it, and it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Abridged is what they called it. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, what percentage of the mission did you say we got? And they were like, oh, I don't know. And then it was like 50, 60. They're like, maybe around there. So who knows? Maybe we only played
it. Literally ends when you cross a bridge.
Yeah.
A bridge.
It was abridged. Yeah. We didn't get to do that, actually. So
Bridges not included.
But it was a lot of fun. What did you think of you played the Titan class?
Yeah, so I played the Titan class. He feels really powerful. I didn't figure out how to use his shoulder charge. I just kind of threw hammers a whole bunch. But I like him a lot. Yeah. I really, really like the Titan's ability. Kind of reminds me of Thor, you know, when we finally saw it. And we joked about throwing the hammers. Mm-hmm. And then that's exactly what he does. But it works. Like, he's like, psh. Who is the guy, Dave or whatever, in the Vidoc, who was like super animated?
Oh, yeah. He's like, it'll go. Yeah. And then you're going to be like. Yeah, watch the video.
He was amazing. Please have him in every sound effect video.
I would love to have you on the show, actually. So
yeah.
He was awesome. He was a ton of fun. You can see why they put him into the video documentary.
Oh, yeah. Very animated.
Yeah, but he's right. Like, you know, you think about that feeling of, like, the powers you use, and you can see the passion that they put into that. And it was great to see it and great to definitely feel it in-game.
It was great to see
how subclasses do not just feel like, you know, a blue version of, you know, Solar or something for Warlock. They're totally different.
It's unique.
Yeah.
So I really like the Titan. I played Warlock also. Mm-hmm. Didn't like the Warlock as much. Like
really?
The R2, you just kind of hold it and hover, and it's like,
that's what I say.
I didn't feel strong.
Definitely.
You know, I kind of felt vulnerable because, like, it takes a little while to kill somebody. Not that long.
But remember, it was not fully powered up to the other things that you
That's
could
true.
Have
that's
so,
true.
Remains to be seen. Again, that one was more suppression. Like I say, it kind of wears them down and arcs between enemies. So you hit a lot of people. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I did actually think the Hunter side, you know, I paid.
Do you get to try it?
No, but my friend was playing him quite a bit. And it's cool. The gravity bow is
it restrains people.
Yeah, it's really neat, and it actually affects your vision like the Nova Bomb does.
Yep.
But it gets all, like, faded and staticky when you're close to the gravity and getting sucked in by it. So it was actually really cool to see. And another thing that I heard them talk about, but I didn't get to see if it got unlocked, is the Hunters now actually have a void wall that they can put up. So they have another sort of. It's actually a defensive thing for them, which is new.
That's what Deed said. It was one of the other loadouts that you can pick for the super, and that seems really, really intriguing to me.
Yeah.
That was the most intriguing one. I don't remember what the Titan and Warlock were off the top of my head.
It's in our live show.
Yeah, it's in our live show where we actually showed a bunch of new Rift footage. That's a good time to transition to that, I suppose.
Yeah, multiplayer.
So Rift is their answer for Capture the Flag. And it kind of sucks that all this negative backlash is happening because with Rift, we see that they are listening. Mm-hmm. You know, that we want Capture the Flag. All right, here's our Capture the Flag answer. It's called Rift, and it's really, really fun.
It's cool, yeah. Yeah.
There's a ball in a center location. There's a tower map. I don't remember what it was called. Mm-hmm. But it's a map, and it takes place, like, in the tower. And you grab the spark, and then you have to return it to a basket in 2 minutes. And while you have it, you still have access to all your weapons. But what you want to do is get in there, and you can run forward into it, and then you just kind of dunk it and kill everybody in the vicinity. Or if you go backwards, you get extra style points, and you kind of over the back.
Yeah, all
dunk
you have
it
to do is back up.
Walk backwards into it.
The first time I played it, I was like, "How do I do it? I do it?" And the guy's like, "Just turn around, and walk backwards," and like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just quickly turn around, and then it sucked me in, and like,
it's neat.
And then it was like style points that you get for doing it that way.
You get 2,000 just for a basic return, plus however many people you kill, you know?
So what I did like about Rift was, you really are rewarded for taking the spark to the whatever.
Yeah.
The basket.
The basket, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's officially called. Or the Rift, I guess it's probably the Rift.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, you really are rewarded. Man, the other team sucked so bad, you know, because it was a bunch of people who probably hadn't played a lot of Destiny, so I felt like a He-Man in there.
Oh, I felt great.
Oh, it was awesome. But
I had 3 KD every round. Yeah. Like, my worst game was 3 KD.
Yeah, but what was cool to see was I was like 8,000 points versus the closest was like 2,000 at the time. Yeah. But it was also because I had dunked like 4 of the Sparks. So the point is, though, I'm someone who is not huge into, like, headshot KD ratio stuff. Like, I totally appreciate that, and it's awesome. But I'm just, like, I don't know. I don't like to stress too much about that. I like just having fun. And meaning being a medic, being a supporting type player, you don't get as rewarded as much. So it's nice to see in the Capture the Flag type multiplayer match that you get rewarded for that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I had a lot of fun in it. And the maps, actually, that's really what stuck out to me, is the maps they've been designing are pretty cool.
Yeah, man cannons are back. You can jump from one end of the map to the other. We got to see this in the Mayhem game type. And
Crossroads was the name of that map, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's really fun. And portals.
Yes.
Portals are in there, kind of like when you fought Atheon and you went through different portals.
Yeah.
And they
that's what I thought you were talking about. What do you mean man cannons?
Where they shoot you over like a big ledge. Yeah, that's what they were called in Halo.
Oh, right. And that's meaning you're talking about the same thing. Man cannons, portals, they're the same thing.
No, they're not.
Oh.
Portals are different. So like when you fight Atheon, you would go through a portal and go to a different area.
Oh, you're right. I think
those are
right,
in the back of the map, and you can go through to different parts of the map. And it's interesting that they managed to implement portals in multiplayer. It's really cool. And they work well. You don't get stuck or anything, which was thankful. I was thankful for that.
No, the portals are really cool. And then you're right, they have one map. The Crossroads was what I was talking about, which is like the Grand Canyon, and you can kind of shoot across it.
Yeah.
And while you're in midair coming down, you can definitely fire on people and throw stuff down.
Pop up your super and hit them.
It's pretty cool. But I definitely felt the map variety. It did not feel like they were out of ideas. Mm-hmm. If anything, I was like, man, I can't wait to get
these
maps.
Yeah, this is two of the maps. Yeah. Let's talk about Mayhem then. You talked about wanting the maps in rotation.
Yep.
I want to play more Mayhem.
Yeah.
It's 40 seconds for a full supercharge if you do nothing. Like if you just sit there and wait, it's 40 seconds. And it's just Mayhem.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun, and it's frantic.
Yeah, it recharges your abilities more quickly, right?
Yeah.
So grenades, melee, and obviously your super.
Well, your super is the big one.
Yeah.
I didn't check
no,
on
it
grenades.
No, it recharges. I think it recharges everything. Of course, now I'm doing that.
That's all right. Just guess.
Like, oh, no.
Just guess. It's
which
cool.
was it? But no, it's your abilities recharge faster, and like you're just using supers, like you said, every minute or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. It's super chaotic, but that's the point of it. It is not something I think you would want to play for, you know, like an hour or two, maybe. But you're for me, I think what you're getting at is when they get to, you know, the randomized type rotation of match types, if they add that would be really cool. So getting thrown around to different match types. And having that just show up now and then would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be very, very fun. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Your overall take, what do you think of the DLC so far? Like, this is a fraction of what we're going to get.
Is it a fraction? Is that what you're asking?
It is. What do you think of it?
Of what we saw?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we've seen two multiplayer types.
I mean, it's
a half of the first story mission, you know.
It's the beginning of year two.
Yep.
It is, I don't know why I've always called it Destiny 1.5, but like it is a full drop. And you can tell. It feels like all the good stuff they've been saving, if I'm being honest. So everything looks clean and better, and you get the subclasses, and you're going to get definitely deeper story, I mean, seemingly. So, it seems like it's got all the right stuff. Removing the price point again, it's turning out really nicely, so I'm super excited. I mean, you're going to get a raid. That's awesome. And seeing the dreadnought floating in the sky, and it's this huge castle, it seems to have those elements mm-hmm. of, you know what I mean, Vault of Glass.
Definitely.
So I'm really excited about Taken King. I already was.
We actually saw concept art for this area like before Destiny came out, so they've been working on this for a while. Yeah. Like the swinging things in yep. the background. Like, this has been in the works.
Yeah, I mean, they have a 10-year mm-hmm. plan. They definitely have a 2-year plan. I mean, yeah. they shift in one direction or the other, but mm-hmm. this stuff's been out there. And again, like, it's not like they just figured out the subclasses yeah. are going to come out in this. This right. was the plan.
Yeah.
It's a full big release. So it feels good, but they have to address the value of the price point still.
Yeah, so let's talk about the price point. This is our final topic. Is it going to be worth $60 based on what we've seen?
You haven't bought the game yet, you mean, but digital release for us.
Sorry, $40. Yeah. Is it worth $40?
So for those
$40 is the same price as Destiny. If you were to buy the full game, you are not getting anywhere near that amount of content. So it's really interesting that they're charging so much for this DLC. It's not 2 DLC packs. It's one big content drop. And all that we've seen is that it's going to get some story missions, some strike, a raid, new subclasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't add $20 of value, though. That's just code.
Exactly. And this is where it is hard to answer this question without knowing more about what's really going to be in it. Because they, on all the descriptions, they've said new strikes, mm-hmm. a new raid, you know, new story missions, but they haven't quantified that. Mm-hmm. And then they say, and more.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to say right now, but with what we know today, $40 is pretty steep.
Mm-hmm. Compare it to The Dark Below, The Dark Below had a new raid, it had new story missions, it had a new strike, it didn't have a subclass, but it seems comparable right now. I need to see more. I need to know why is this $40? It doesn't make sense to me. When I've paid 20 and 20, and then they're like, you know what? We're going to double that. It's going to be 40. And I'm like, all right, why? You know, you need to show people why they should be spending this money.
Put some emotes in there. You'll throw your money at the screen if they just do that.
He's not going to live that one down for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I feel like right now people are listening and they're like, why can't I answer this question? Yes or no? Is it worth it? Mm-hmm. I really am hopeful that they're going to announce that there's more.
Yeah.
And also, again, how do you quantify even the raids? Like, Crota's End is pretty short and simple, mm-hmm. whereas it was fun. I like Crota's End.
Yeah.
However, Vault of Glass is arguably was more intricate.
And interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of replay value. Mm-hmm. A lot of great rewards in there, too.
Yeah.
So I hope that with what they're doing mm-hmm. there, it'll be really good. So there's more news to come is the point. I honestly mm-hmm. don't know. But we don't know anything about exotics. We don't know about the special weapons that are going to drop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing House of Wolves, and I keep getting, like, new weapons and stuff, and none of them feel that special
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, nothing's powerful. Like, nothing's like, oh, yeah, I finally got Queen's Bow or whatever.
Yeah, the Queen's like, Baker's Bow.
I have no interest in getting the new exotics, because mm-hmm. that mission's not fun at all, and there's no checkpoint system still, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, and my point there is they could have a really great set of exotics. They could have other rewards, and so
if it was Galahorn, I'd do it.
That's
worth it.
Just one exotic weapon,
or Hammer. Black Hammer is an amazing sniper.
But you wouldn't pay $20 just for that.
Oh no,
No.
I'm saying there needs to be a desirable exotic in this DLC.
Yeah, for me, I can answer it as simply as what I've already done, which is I am confused why it's $40 still.
Me too.
You need to tell us why it is twice the price, because it is that simple to the consumer. Mm-hmm. I pay $20 for each of these other releases.
Yeah.
Paying twice the price. Subclasses do not equal twice the price.
Yeah.
So now you need to explain it to me.
Definitely.
So, I mean, what's your...
I totally agree with your statement. I need to know why I'm spending this extra money. Like, it's just confusing.
Yeah,
they're like, oh yeah, you should be super excited. It's like, well, we're excited about the new stuff. We don't understand your pricing structure. This seems bizarre.
That's right. If Destiny was a car, right? Yeah. Okay, Dark Below had air conditioning and it has the cassette tape player. But you know what I mean? It has a set of features, special tires, etc. And then you come out and you say, well, this one has basically that, but we threw in power windows or whatever. And you're sort of like, well, that's not twice the price though.
Yeah.
So anyway, you get the idea is they need to show me the label. and break down like the value.
Yeah.
You know,
can you do another comparison? That was great.
I thought that was pretty
sick. The car one?
Yeah.
Do you have another one that you come
I don't
want
to drive the Dark Below anymore. House of Wolves was had pretty good mileage, but yeah. You know, not as much never mind. Missions per gallon.
Oh my God.
But anyway, but my point is for the consumer. Mm-hmm. I am buying a product. Mm-hmm. It is effectively the same thing, and I look at what you're giving me. Mm-hmm. And it is like that, where you have these features, like core features to what you're getting, and it has been very hard to describe why it's twice the price.
Yeah.
And so, of course, every consumer is going to react like, I don't understand. I already bought the car with the tires mm-hmm. and the this and the that, and you're saying I get that with, like, the paint looks better yeah. or whatever the analogy that I'm going to come yeah. up with this.
And the
but that's
whole,
fair, right?
The I mean, whole push they've been doing is like, no, it's cool. Just try it. Just try it. You're going to like yeah. it. No, give it a try.
Yeah.
You're going to have fun. Yeah. Give us your money. You know? And it's like, no, you have to explain to a consumer why they should invest.
And I will say, you know, absolutely, they made the mistake of putting this out there. And I totally understand that you have a summer to go.
Yeah.
And so you have this weekly update. We're going to announce this. And yeah. on July 4th, yeah. we're going to announce this.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know any of that, and you want me to, like, get ready to spend my money. Well, it's very hard for me to get excited to do that when you can't mm-hmm. explain to me what these things are. So I do think that's a mistake, is coming out with limited info.
Yeah.
And you're trying to stretch out the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand what they're doing, but...
But guess what? Here's the effect. Your yeah. fans are confused. They're upset. Mm-hmm. And then now, unfortunately, your creative director made some comments that have upset them even more.
Yeah.
So now you're in the backpedaling. Mm-hmm. So let's fix that. Release information. I can do without a few updates later mm-hmm. if you can just give me a sense of like what's coming now. Because I'm also playing Destiny and getting, not over is not a strong word maybe, but I play Prison of Elders and all that.
Yeah.
But
you've done everything.
I've done a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the point is, I want to know that it's worthwhile to keep playing until yeah. it comes out. So anyway, I feel kind of like you're stretching out too much and you need to give us more information.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's it, Fran. That's our podcast for the day. This is our emergency yeah. Destiny podcast. We're going to do another one on Friday after the update
yeah.
to talk a little bit more about Taken King and the value within. Is there anything yeah. you want to plug before we go?
No, man. I cannot wait to hear the announcements. You know, as usual, what Destin's getting at, I think, is if you're listening on, you know,
there
iTunes, please give us a review.
Yeah.
Check us out on the PS4 uh-huh. app and Xbox One app. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And Destin and I can be found on Twitter. Where are you at?
Destin Legary.
And I'm at Fran Mirabella. So hit us up anytime. Yeah. You guys are the best. I love the community that we have. And I can't wait to see how we react to the coming update.
Yeah. Yep. That's all we got for this week. Until next time, Guardians out. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.